Chapter 9. That had been disgusting. Klejowski wiped his sleeve with a napkin and watched everyone panic. D'Amato quieted Antonia down with a slightly overenthusiastic slap, and the dancer sat back, appalled. A bald fellow with bow legs, who'd been sitting near Schedoni, scuttled over, dusty coat tails trailing the floor, and examined the corpse of Signor Ravaglioli, prodding around the edges of his yawning stomach wound with a bony finger. He said. "This man is dead." Obviously this was a physician of some insight.
"Some explosive device, I suspect," the doctor added. "Designed to react to the inside of a human stomach."
He took a fork and poked around inside the mess.
"Ah, yes,"
he said, holding up a small, shiny scrap of something. "Here's a fragment."
"Thank you, Dr. Valdemar," said Schedoni. "Jocka, have this mess cleared away and then bring us coffee."
Klejowski got up and thumped the table. Cutlery rattled. Ambrosio stopped his still full wine goblet from falling over.
"I don't think you understand," he said. "This man is dead. Murdered."
"Yes?" Schedoni seemed puzzled by his outburst.
"Someone must have killed him." "Indubitably." "Aren't you going to find the murderer? See that he or she is punished?"
Jocka and two servants brought an old curtain to carry off Ravaglioli in, and a maid with a bucket and mop appeared to tidy up the quarter of the room that had been splattered. Schedoni shrugged.
"Of course. Murderers are always exposed. Always punished. But first we should finish our meal. The habits of Udolpho will never be disturbed by something as crude as a mere killing."
Everyone at the table appeared to agree with the old man, and so, feeling foolish, Klejowski sat down. Not only was this family the epitome of the parasite classes, they were all mad. Christabel, piqued because her father's death had interrupted her recital, returned to the table and took her seat. Ambrosio made a grasp at her bottom, but she brushed his hand away. Ravaglioli's chair was tipped back, and he was lifted onto the sheet and quickly wrapped. The maid wiped up.
"Put him in the cold storage room," Dr. Valdemar instructed the steward. "I shall examine further later. There may be much we can learn."
"Perhaps our guest might say a blessing for the dead," suggested Vatek the lawyer.
Everyone looked at Klejowski, and he resisted the urge to look behind him. He kept forgetting he was a cleric of more. Klejowski mumbled something and made gestures in the air, vaguely trying to imitate clerics he'd seen at funerals. No one questioned his impersonation, and the coffee arrived in several steaming pots.
"I must tell old Melmoth,"
Vatek said, addressing himself to Schedoni.
"This will affect the will. Ravaglioli was in direct line of succession."
"No, he wasn't,"
snapped Flaminea, between thirsty little sips at the boiling black coffee.
"I was."
Vatek scratched his bristle-covered cheek.
"My late husband married into Udolpho. I am the direct heir, am I not, father?"
Schedoni shook his head, as if unable to remember.
"I thought father was grandfather's son," said Christabel. "And that you, mother, married into the family."
"That was my impression," said the lawyer.
"Well, your impression was wrong," snarled Flaminea. "I have always been the heir. Father Ambrosio will confirm the truth, won't you, uncle?"
Ambrosio, who was dividing his attention between Antonia's thighs and Christabel's breasts, applied himself to the question.
"I'm not your uncle," said the father. "I'm your father. Before I entered the cult of Rinald, I was married to my cousin, Clarimond. She was abducted by the banditti and never heard from again, but she left me with a daughter."
Ambrosio's hand had dipped below the table in Christabel's direction. He winced and brought it up again. Christabel still had her meat fork.
uncle. You are confused, said Flaminia. You are a father, not my father. Surely you concede that Christabel is your grandniece, not your granddaughter.
Ambrosio drank his coffee, the prong marks red against the white skin of his hand, and said, reasonably,
I believe Christabel is Pintaldi's sister, is she not?
Christabel? Said Flaminia,
eyes glowing blue. The dark girl shook her head and said,
It's nothing to me.
Outside, the thunder had receded to a dull rumble every few minutes, and the main noise was the steady tattoo of the rain against the walls and the rattling of the windows. Inside, Klajowski's head was beginning to ache.
More coffee?
Asked Schedoni, courteously.